Mr. President, thank you for finding time in your incredibly busy schedule to come and join us today. Governor O'Malley, Congressman Whitman, Secretary Mabus, Admiral Greenert, General Paxton, dear friends all, distinguished guests, family and friends of the United States Naval Academy, and most importantly, the graduating class of 2013, welcome. Once again, we gather here in this stadium, this memorial that just happens to contain a sports field, to join a remarkable celebration of the American spirit. Today, we will be witnesses to the completion of yet another chapter in the history of the long blue line, to paraphrase General MacArthur. This time-honored tradition dates back to at least 1902, when President Theodore Roosevelt officiated at an outdoor graduation ceremony, handing out the diplomas 111 years ago. The closing moment of our celebration, the hat toss, dates to 1912, which was the first year that commissions were awarded as well as diplomas on graduation day. Prior to 1912, graduates had to serve for 2 years in the Navy as past midshipmen, so they didn't throw their hats because they needed them for another 2 years. So this year marks the 101st anniversary of the hat toss, and since 1912, over 75,000 covers have been launched over the heads of eager young naval officers. By tossing their midshipman caps far into the air, our newly minted ensigns and second lieutenants signify the beginning of their careers as leaders in the Navy and Marine Corps. They are entering an uncertain and rapidly changing world, so the trajectory of their careers, much like their hats, must represent our nation's highest aspirations. That trajectory must embrace speed, power, and the confidence to act under the most trying circumstances. Carrier aviators have long embraced the phrase, speed is life. It's a philosophy on how to serve as much an underlying principle of physics. We recall it here in our classrooms in the Battle of Mobile Bay when Admiral David Glasgow Farragut faced an uncertain but extremely lethal force of ironclad ships and mines poised for battle. On August 5th, 1864, Admiral Farragut encountered the first of those mines, called torpedoes in the jargon of the day, when USS Tecumseh exploded and sank in a matter of minutes. The fleet began to scatter when Farragut, lashed to the top of the rigging of the sails on USS Hartford, shouted down, "What's the trouble?" Torpedoes came the answer. For the class of 2013, when you face the challenges of service in this complex world and the crucibles of courage and combat, may you answer back just as confidently as Farragut, "Damn the torpedoes!" Thank you very much.